Every human being has that one story that they call their superhero origin story. Spider-Man was bit by a spider. Batman had traumatic childhood experiences. Everyone has a superhero inside them. And all those superheroes have one origin story where it all began. In my case, there's a bunch, but when it comes to the pure logic of things, what do character traits boil down to? Character traits always boil down to two factors, which are your discipline and your motivation. So what's the origin of that in my own life? People say I get too private with these solo podcasts. I overshare sometimes, but I feel like people out there, the watchers, the listeners, gain from these really, really private stories. This particular story is about the most important person in my life, my mom. I've had a lot of important people around me, but she's the person who gave me those really early character traits in my life. So here's a slightly painful story related to her. But it's a story that keeps me going even now, at age 27, on the worst of days. It keeps me humble in the best of days as well. I was always a smart kid, but I was one of those kids that hated the education system. So I never studied. And the general feedback my mom would get at parent-teacher meetings was that this kid is smart. He's got a lot of potential, but he's wasting his potential. And I kind of enjoyed that. Kind of enjoyed being a bad boy in school. In the sixth grade, in our terminal exam, I finished near the bottom of my class. Now, some context on my mom. She's the Michael Jordan of moms. Very competitive. Very relentless when it comes to her kids. And also keep in mind, she was a working professional. She's one of India's top gynecologists. Very driven about her career. In the early part of my childhood, she actually sacrificed many aspects of her career to look after my sister and myself. My sister turned into the school topper, and I was known as Akanksha Alawadia's brother in school, the kid who finished near the bottom of the class. In about my fifth or sixth grade, my mom started working a little bit again. And in the sixth grade terminal exams, when I finished at the bottom of the class, she was called into school and she was spoken to about me. The same narrative. This kid has high potential, but he's wasting his potential. A Michael Jordan kicked in. She also kind of felt like she's not being fair to me as a mom. Best mother in the world, I never had any complaints. But I think somewhere in her heart, she felt like she wasn't doing enough for me because she was giving more energy to her career. I was a perceptive kid, I kind of understood these things. But I didn't want to study. I enjoyed being the bad boy, I enjoyed having that reputation. I remember the day after this parent-teacher meeting, I woke up and right next to my textbook on my study table were these really colorful notes with this cute font, and some of those words were colored, some of those sentences were colored, they were highlighted. It had been created on Microsoft Word. There were photos, there was lots of colors. Things were written in a fun way. Everything was written in a simple question-answer format. There were questions, there was answers under it. The answers were in points. Next to those answers, there was ways to remember the answers, anagrams, right? That's what it's called. Basically, my whole study process had been made easier. I looked at that and I thought, okay, cool, whatever. I went to school, I came back. And my mom said, Ranveer, today these are your new textbooks. And she made me study them. I didn't really pay much attention. And this happened for like a month. Every single day, it would be a new subject. Every single chapter that I studied at school would be converted into this kind of a note system. Also keep in mind, I was a spoiled kid. A month into this process, I really hadn't started studying. My mom had actually sat me down and told me that you've got to change this up. Please study. She had tried everything with me, but I wasn't listening. But this one night, I woke up from my sleep. I think it was about 4:30 a.m. And I made my way to the washroom. But I saw that one of the lights in my corridor was on. This was the light of my dining room. So I walked up, kind of half asleep. I looked into the dining room. And I saw my mum typing out these notes at 4:30 a.m. And she was crying while she was typing out these notes. And that image got stuck in my head since that day. I think I was about 11 years old, right? I didn't understand why she was crying. I wasn't mature enough to ask her why she was crying. I just went back. And I went to sleep with a little emptiness, knowing that I'm doing something wrong, but I didn't know what. So when I woke up the next morning, I asked her, "Why are you crying, Mom?" And she told me that she had 6 surgeries lined up on that particular day, and it was a new form of surgery which she had just learned. And she felt like she was nervous for the surgeries, but at the same time, she didn't want to not focus on the notes she was preparing for me. For the first time in a month's time, I figured that those notes which just landed up on my table were written by my mom while she was staying awake through the night. She was getting 2 or 3 hours of sleep every single night just to ensure that her younger child studies, that her younger child doesn't feel neglected because of her career, and that she's able to Michael Jordan the shit out of her younger child. I remember that whole day at school. I kind of sunk into a lot of heaviness. I think in your pre-teens, you're at that phase where your brain has developed enough to perceive things, but you're still rapidly learning about the realities of the world. I think you're learning about sadness for the first time. You're learning about the dark nature of life for the first time. You've just started secondary school and things are changing in your body, in your mind, in the world. This was one of those dark things for my childhood. I realized the concept of sacrifice because of my mom, and I know this sounds extremely filmy, but this is my story. I started respecting those notes a lot after that, and I actually started studying for the first time in my life. My academic performance picked up. Those final exams of my 6th grade, I actually did well. And my mom did this for me till the 9th grade. Until the time where I got tuition teachers and I kind of understood how to study. My mom taught me how to study, even if it was difficult for her. Trust me, she was going through a lot of issues herself. She had restarted her career. She was going through 1,000 different things. And above all else, this is something I understood only at the age of 25. She was an entrepreneur at that stage. As an entrepreneur, you're supposed to give your business, your teams, your career, everything that you've got. And she had 2 kids to handle along with her entrepreneurship. Coming back to that night when I was an 11-year-old and the heaviness I felt the next day. I remember being on the bus back home and I remember thinking that, okay, my mom's putting in this kind of an effort for me. One, I've got to get serious about studies. And 2, I'm going to repay each of those pages to her. That's my superhero origin story. That's where I get motivation from. That's where I get discipline from. Even in the most tired situations, even in the most grueling situations of my career, a part of me goes back to that moment. That's the underlying motivation for everything that I'm doing in my career. So much so that one of my favorite basketball stars, James Harden, he broke a certain NBA record that very few people have broken, something related to scoring points. I think he was the first person in history to do that. And here's what I love about Instagram. On Instagram, the next day, he uploaded a photo of him hugging his mom saying, 20,000 points ain't enough for you, ma. But I got more where that came from. And that's exactly what I feel. There's a lot that we've accomplished collectively as a team. Whether it's the formation of Monk Entertainment, whether it's all these things we're doing now, whether it's all these YouTube channels, I don't feel it's enough for my mom. She feels it's more than enough. She says that I work too hard sometimes and I need to slow it down, but I don't feel it. Because that 11, 12-year-old is not done repaying those pages. I haven't been the best son, especially when I was growing up. I had a lot of aggression inside me, and when you grow up as an angry person, you tend to remove the anger on the people who are closest to you. It's just human nature. We are most real selves with our loved ones. Everyone goes through that late teenage phase where you kind of blame your mum or your dad for things that are going wrong in your life. You kind of remove all that pent up anger from college, sometimes on your parents. Because you can't remove it on your friends. You can't remove it on someone you're trying to impress. You can't remove it on your professors. You remove it on your parents. I've done that shit. I've gone through those phases. I've almost reached a phase in my life now where I feel like my role has reversed with my mom now. I'm the parent. It feels cool. I still love her to bits and she is my motivation. But I remember this phase when I was a teenager. And we were going through one of our good phases. I'd asked her the two things that she'd expect of me in life. And keep in mind, even then, those pages of those notes were alive in my head. Probably every time I speak to her in person, if I have a conversation with her, those pages of those notes are in my head at all points. I'm like, I have to repay this woman. I've told her this. She says, you don't have to repay me, I'm your mother. But I don't look at it that way. Maybe it's a story I've made for myself to motivate myself. While she didn't ask me to repay her, what she asked of me is that she wanted me to do two things for her. One, don't mistreat a girl. Be kind, especially if you're in a relationship with someone. Be loyal, be trustworthy, be chivalrous. She'd asked me to be a good person, especially to women. But the second thing she asked of me is something that's very close to my heart, especially at this phase of my life. And this is addressed to every single woman out there. My mom was a female entrepreneur who had to balance motherhood with business, with entrepreneurship. They say motherhood is the toughest job in the world. I know entrepreneurship is the toughest profession in the world. I can't imagine what she's done over the last 10 to 15 years. Her request to me was to help the female workforce of India. A part of the world's workforce which isn't given its due, but is also very capable at the same time. Which is why Viraj and myself have made a conscious effort to hire a lot of women at Monkey. We make an effort to constantly empower capable women to the position of being an entrepreneur, having their own businesses. Charmi from my team, who was my design head at Beer Biceps, is now launching Big Brain Company. I'm always on the lookout for female entrepreneurs, and I think the core of that is the conversations I had with my mom. So here's what I have for you. Firstly, I'm very proud of this because this is the first startup that I've invested in a very big way. I've tied up with a dear friend of mine who's family to me. Her name's Shalini Vadera. Her organization Ready Set Jet has already made a massive impact in the American cosmetics scene. It's entered India. I'm partnering up with Shalini to grow Ready Set Jet in India. Ready Set Jet is an organization that's made for women by women. Now, here's why this Ready Set Jet collaboration is so close to my heart. Ready Set Jet has launched its own crowdfunding campaign. Crowdfunding is a process by which you can invest your own money in a startup and become a part owner. You get to join the Ready Set Jet community as a part owner of this brand, and we're only looking for female investors at this point. That's the big announcement. I'm going to link the crowdfunding link down below. We're looking for female investors from across the world, but especially from India. The lowest investment is $100, which is about 7,000 rupees. The highest investment is $50,000. It's completely up to you in terms of how much you want to invest. And depending on how much you invest, that's the share of the equity that you will get in the organization. Ready Set Jet has launched its makeup and cosmetics products, but also very soon we're launching the Ready Set Jet Academy that will train female entrepreneurs, female professionals, female social media hopefuls in their art form, in their craft, in their missions. I'll be creating some courses myself, and also going to have a lot of in-person interactions once this whole pandemic situation has eased out a little bit. When I made that promise to my mom, this was a huge aspect of that promise. Create jobs for women, empower women, but take actions towards it. That story happened at age 11. And 16 years on, I've taken my first big step in that direction, where now we have a community of podcast listeners, a lot of whom are women. This is my way of giving back to you guys. There's a lot more coming with Ready, Set, Jet. If you want to test out the products, I'm going to link the Amazon link down below. Make sure you check it out. And also, I want to sign off by saying that this is just the beginning. You have no idea about the things we're planning for women's entrepreneurship in this country, for women's content in the Beer Biceps world, in the Big Brain Company world, women's products with all the secret tech products that we're building, and generally, all the inspiration and motivation we're going to be putting out there. On a very selfish and personal level, you guys are helping me achieve my own purpose in life, my own goal of reaping my mom. That's what I request of you. I hope that this story gave you some insight into my mind, but I also hope that you question your own origin stories. The reason I've put this out is not just to tell you guys about the RSJ collaboration with Beer Biceps. The reason I've put this out is so that you get a little bit of an insight into my mind, because I feel like I've done a few things right in my own life. I only did those things correct because I knew what the origin was. At the core of all this is a little amount of self-awareness, which happens because of meditation and deep introspection. Meditate, introspect, back it with action. Whatever your story is, go back to that painful moment, go back to that important moment, and try making that version of yourself happier. There's two kinds of entrepreneurs. There's two kinds of legendary stories. The first are the ones who build in complete silence and only show you the end result. And the second are the ones that build completely publicly. I'm definitely in the second bracket. Looking forward to your support, guys, especially you ladies.